Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know, no matter what they say, you're all queen.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady. My lady.
Okay. Look, I remember when I first met you. It was right when your ex left you. That was no fun, but we can have fun. If he was step one, I should be the one you step two. He had you thinking like,
no one wants me.
TV and magazines don't help. They got you thinking like,
I'm so ugly.
Now you looking at me like,
why do you want me?
What? No, girl. You shouldn't feel that way at all, girl. Cause you gotta believe you's a certified queen. That's it, that's all, girl. Yeah, you really shouldn't worry. I understand that he took you on a journey. He left you with your self-esteem on blurry, feeling unworthy.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to
should I get bigger boobs? Or should I get a tummy tuck? I dated chicks from the double D's down to the A cups. You look good, so you really shouldn't give a say. Hey, do you like this dress? Keep it real. Does it make me look fat? Does my butt look big? Should I take this back? Wait, stop the track. Ain't nobody got time for that. Damn, if you my girl, I'm taking care. Cause the past who's to me, yes, it's hard to compare. To be treated like a queen, yes, it's probably rare. Having respect, making you smile, yeah, it's only fair. Yeah, TV say you ain't purdy. Magazines say you ain't curvy. Don't let them have their way. It's mind games they play. So at the end of the day,
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady, my lady. Mind makes you beautiful. Ladies, did you hear me? Your body makes you sexy. Face makes you pretty. Your mind makes you beautiful. Oh, I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to
here in the house, a little bit of business over here. We trying to get a feel of how we gonna do this sizzle over here on the show. How you doing, hey Ru?
Oh man, I'm doing all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Just finished getting my plumber on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that like in a good metaphor. You know what I'm saying? Shit, my little toilet man backed up. I had to take care of some business.
Oh, wow.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good now and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Shit, but that what a man do.
I was trying to see if you come over and start the show if you was going to have time to do it, but I couldn't get you, so.
Oh, I called in to start the show, but they said there was somebody already in the host queue. Only one person can be in there, so.
Yeah, well, it was me because I couldn't get in touch with you, so I didn't know if you were going to be able to.
Oh, I figured it out. You know.
Yeah. So how's your day going thus far besides the little bathroom issue?
Oh, well, you know, prior to the bathroom issue, you know, had a little company, and, you know, that turned out nice.
Well, I wanted to tell everybody that we will have another show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Big Verb is going to come over here and do his Verb Moment of Clarity. And we're going to get the ball rolling with him, and we're working on some new things for the show, new ideas, going to be working on a bigger time frame. So we're looking forward to being able to do that and bring you guys some more good music from these indie artists. I hope they're willing to, you know, support their talent and do what they need to do, too.
Yeah. That's right. So, you know, we're trying to get that together.
We gotta try to get it together soon as possible. So we're working on it, and I'm also working on intertweetyb.com. You guys can go over there and check it out. I have links to everything, to Blog Talk Radio show, to things I'm doing on Facebook, Twitter, all types of accounts. So you just go over there and you can link with me any type of way you want. We're going to work on getting some more videos and some more things over there on the website, too. So we'll be working hard, as usual.
Being all CEO sexy, you know what I'm saying? That's their presidential mindset, man. You know, presidential panties make a private salute.
This is true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, though. You know what I'm saying? So what you got planned for today? You know what I'm saying? Once this show is over.
Well, I really don't have any plans, like, for today besides, you know, critiquing that website a little bit more, trying to make sure that it has all the connections that I wanted to have on there. I got a show coming up on the 3rd at Fort Mitchell, Alabama. It's from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., I think it is. It's like a car, bike show. There's going to be a lot of unsigned indie artists out there performing. And I think the place was called, like, Richardson. Just search Richardson in Fort Mitchell, Alabama, Richardson Center or something like that, of that nature. So check it out, see what's happening. And I'm supposed to be there performing, so we'll see how it goes.
Work hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, got a little Rasta in you or something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here working like a Jamaican with 13 jobs.
So, what does Heyru have planned for the new Tweety B Central Radio?
I mean, you know, I'm going to keep that on the under, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work some things out, man. You know, negotiate some things with my partners and stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to have a drama-free something, man. You know, I might do something for the ladies, man, or something for the people, period, man, you know. People need somebody to hit them a little bit of reality every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking something along those lines. You know, possibly just something that, you know, play some good old, you know what I mean, some music, like, you know, the song that just started the show off. You know, everybody seemed to be on the rapping and the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like rapping hip-hop, but, you know, I like chilling with, you know, women. I like chilling with women, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, women have a tendency, I mean, they like a little rap music, man, but women like more mellow things when they chilling and shit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to be up moving around and trying to be hyped up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody around prancing like some peacocks or something, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get 2-3 niggas together, they got to have a pissing contest, so... You know, I want to do something for the ladies, just something to chill, you know, maybe a little talking, a little music.
Now, you talked about a pitching contest, and you get some women together, you might get some cat fighting going on up in there.
I mean, but the way they go about doing it, you know what I'm saying, at least it's entertaining. It's nothing more embarrassing than two, you know what I'm saying, submissive type of male dudes trying to act like they alphas or something, you know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, man, is that, you know, they trying to piss on that one dot that ain't been marked by the individual that's already present. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even women the same way, though, you know what I'm saying? Women are coming to another woman's house and they'll try to shine, but they ain't going to try to outshine that woman when they know that's her house. You know what I'm saying? They'll try to outshine every other chick come through there. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you know, I mean, the type of woman that feel the need to be all rowdy and with the rah-rah man, you know what I'm saying? Insecurities, I mean, they the ones need the help. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they call in and get a little advice, you know what I'm saying? Or something. Maybe I can help them find Mr. Right. You know, at least Mr. Right now that's going to treat them right now. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. We'll figure something out, man. You know, I got to... got to do something, man. You know, we got to kick this off over here, man. Try to be unique and different, you know.
Yeah, I got some ideas
for a moment.
Yeah, we always keep it different, though. So I think we are definitely trendsetters when it comes to this radio thing. So yeah, I'm always happy and excited about coming up with new ideas and new things to get people's attention. Because it's easy to get people's attention, but sometimes it's hard to keep them if you don't, you know, steadily have things going on. So, you know,
it's going to take a lot of...
I want a strong team. I want a strong team that's going to be willing to work and put things together.
Yeah, that's an emphasis on team. Everybody understanding that they got a job, you know what I mean? So, it's like, hey,
yeah,
you know, that's what's happening. You know, I mean, you keep them interested, though. But, I mean, you know, you got people over here of substance, and that's what really matters, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, pretty flashy things catch your attention, but they don't hold it. So when something is substantial, you know, or of substance, it's like, you know, people going to be interested. They're going to tune in. You know, it's a matter of drawing their attention to it. So, you know, we might have to shoot up a couple of flares or something, get something flashy going over here. But once they tune in, that's what's going to get them. You know what I mean? It's like even the most intelligent, you know, down-to-earth, godly woman, you know, dresses in a fashion that's pleasing to the eye. So, you know, it catches your attention, the conversation, keep it, you know, her personality and everything else about her, you know, keep you around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the same go for a dude, you know what I'm saying? Dude look nice, got his little six-pack, whatever, lady say hi. You know, he be cool as long as when he open his mouth, don't open. Chicken cracker and come out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. If you don't strut like a rooster, at least be able to crow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we gonna get it together, man, you know.
Yeah, we gonna get it together. That's what we is gonna do. definitely working on some social media packages and things that we can offer to people to come on the show. Because we definitely want to make sure that our people are taken care of this go around. And it's going to take a lot of work. Like I said, this is going to be something that the team that I have is going to have to be strong. And they're going to have to be able to put in their 110% when it comes to doing their shows. Because I want all of our shows to do good numbers. And you know, if the right opportunity comes along, we definitely will sit down and discuss before we make major power moves and make sure everybody is on board and has a right understanding of what's happening and what's going on. I think communication is important. You definitely need that when you're starting out something new. So, you know, it is what it is.
Most definitely, that's what it is. So, what you got over there in the... in the playlist for today, who we got new?
Well, I think it's that we've heard it once before, like a while back on Madden Monday, I played, it's been a long time ago, by an artist called Mojo Presley. And I have some music from him in the studio. And we have a caller, too, on the line. I'm going to pull them in here and see what they want to chat about. Last four digits, 4142. You're live on the air with Tweety B and the God Heru. Who do we have?
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, man. Little Rock, Arkansas representative, man. Just coming through. I saw the little tweet, you know what I'm saying? And I just check y'all out. I saw you like my status last night about my show. So I was like, let me return the love. So I called in, you know, just so happened I got out of work, man. I'm just in the comfort of my own, just trying to check y'all out, see what y'all about, man. Like I said, I'm Smooth the Dude, got the Smooth the Dude show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Plus, I'm on the 88.3 here in Little Rock, regular disc jockey, too. I got my hands on a lot of things with the underground scene here in Arkansas. Like I said, I'm just trying to check y'all out, get a vibe of y'all's show, man. Salute to y'all for even doing this period, you know what I'm saying, because it takes a lot of effort to do the shows and get with the artists and whatnot. So, you know, I understand the struggle. So, salute to y'all. We need more disc jockeys on the Blog Talk Radio coming together. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. I want to see that. That's exactly what I want to see happen. I don't know if you're familiar with the Live by Terrence Network, but I was hosting over there with Live by Terrence, and we have transferred over, and we're starting our own thing. So this is a new format for us to continue that we started, you know. So we're always willing to collab and support our affiliates, because without each other, we don't really have a whole lot. So when you have shows and stuff going, let me know, and I'll get that, you know, to my people so they'll know to come check you out too.
Already, I'm going to follow both of y'all on Twitter. Like I said, I'm Smooth to Do. Like I say, I've been doing my show like 2 years. Shout out to, it's another show called Blast Your Thoughts, Next to Blow Radio. We can all, you know, network together. We got Aired Out Radio in Miami. Blast Your Thoughts is in Alabama. Then Next to Blow is up there in Minnesota. But we've been working with another show out of California. Like I say, we just bump artists with each other, spread the artists with each other. And so, you know what I'm saying, you're looking for a coalition, like I say. We're just trying to take over the Blog Talk Radio, because this internet radio game is what's next. And you know what I'm saying? We bounce back the nationwide artists, too, because on my show, I don't do too much talking or whatnot, but I had Pinky Project, Pat Juvie, Turk. I had Mac. If y'all know who Mac is, Murder, Kill, Kill, used to be with No Limit. You know, he locked up. I actually had him on my show last Wednesday, straight from the penitentiary. So, like I say, folks are finally opening up their eyes and recognizing the avenue that we have with the Blog Talk Radio and the internet radio shows. Because like I say, man, Blast always said, because I'm from Little Rock and he from Birmingham, it's not about where the show is actually located. It's all about who the show beats. So if you got a good team, you know, people on your team that's down the network or whatnot, you know, and spread the word, especially when you're on Twitter and these social sites with the shows or whatnot, tweeting. And if you got followers, you know, they'll listen to you and you build a rapport with the supporters and with the artists. And you just have a good show relationship with a lot of artists and people, you know. So that's what it's all about, just trying to gain supporters for the show. So that's what we've been on the last year and a half.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're familiar with Next to Blow and Grind Hard and a few other shows, man. We was networking with them when we was over on the Live by Terrence Network, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we made some lateral moves and, you know, man, we really appreciate you calling in, man, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't understand what networking is, you know, and, you know, supporting is supporting, you know what I'm saying? Lean on us, we lean on you, and, you know, making forward movement. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, we look forward to working with you a lot in the future, man, you know what I'm saying? Exchanging information and, you know, making some positive moves. You know, because, like you said, this Blog Talk Radio thing is wide open.
Yeah, and a lot of the artists, like I said, we've been doing the show for about 2 years, and, like, I've been having guests, like, you know, top-notch artists or whatever, industry artists on for, like, a year and a half, and they love the movement, how, you know, we play the underground music, and, you know, it gives them a chance to, you know, critique the music. Some people come on, like I had Kia Shine on before, and he stayed on the whole 2 hours. I do the show 2 hours. He stayed on about an hour and 45 minutes. And he kept telling us to come with the underground music because, you know, I don't know if he was scouting talent or just loved underground music like that. But like I say, he stayed on and was talking with the artists you know, interacting with them and just giving them advice. And that's what a lot of the artists that come on my show and Blast Your Thoughts, they, you know, give the underground artists hope by letting them know, you know, things they should do, what to look out for, you know, when it comes to being in the industry. I mean, they regular people just like us. You know, they just made a couple smart moves. They got them where they are today, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, they're human just like us. They make mistakes. So, you know, a lot of the artists are down to earth if you really get to know them. But, you know, like human beings, if you come at them the wrong way, rub them the wrong way, you know, they might not treat you with the, you know, how you feel you should be treated. But as long as it's a respect level and we keep it business like, you know what I'm saying, the sky's the limit, man, real talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so, we've had our share of mainstream people. We had Cash Out. I did an interview with, what's his name, from Bone Thugs and Harmony, Flesh and Bone. We did Keisha Cole's sister, Elite Noel. She was on the show. And, like, we've done shows with a lot of mainstream people, a lot of industry people. We're just starting our own thing now. And what we want to do now is take the information and the things that we learned from Live by Terrence and apply and add more to it over here. What we want to see is a format to where everybody that, you know, as far as us, we're independent. I know you're independent. We're trying to do this on our own. So it's not like a whole lot of money in it unless you make it that way. You know what I'm saying? So we did the free thing. We were doing the free interviews, the free everything. But people really appreciate things more they have to pay for. You know what I'm saying? If they come to an appearance on your show, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to follow you anymore after that. They don't have to, you know, tweet anything of yours out after that fact. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't cost them nothing. They're not losing nothing. But now you get people on your show and you have them to put their hard-earned money behind their talent and their craft, then they will respect it more. And once you tweet something out, they're going to retweet it because, hey, I spent my money on this. So this is the thing that we learned from doing the show before, that we got to do something to make sure everybody is comfortable. So that's what we're trying to do right now and get things on the right path. And I definitely want to link with you and get with you on some ideas and stuff that maybe we could have a night where we all get together and just do our own thing as radio hosts. So we'll see what happens with that, though. But that's my vision that I want to see for real Blog Talk Radio hosts. Yeah,
and I'm gonna let you know it's feasible because we out here doing it now, boo. I'm talking about with mixtapes, like, you know, we got mixtapes with our shows, me and Blast, you know, and the artists come out, you know, and show support, you know, to get features on the mixtape. Everything you're speaking on is feasible, man. Now you just gotta get you an audience, you know what I'm saying? Get you some supporters up, and just, you know, get you a following with the show, and people are willing to do just about everything because you gotta weed out. You know what I'm saying? Some of the bad seeds, but there are a lot of artists out here that are willing to spend money on their craft. Like me and my guy Blast, we were just in North Carolina the past weekend for the Fleet DJ conference. I don't know if y'all familiar with Fleet DJ. We was up there. We networked, man. We went up there with a lot of Arkansas artist music. He went up there with a lot of Alabama music. We just handed them out. But so many artists, like, gave us positive feedback. And was like, we need more people like you. They was willing to give us their music, you know what I'm saying? Take our information. We had flyers about the shows. We had business cards. We had mixtapes. We had T-shirts, all type of memorabilia that we were selling, you know, handing out information about the show. So, like I say, the more folks know and the more that the Blog Talk actual DJs get out and express that the things that we have to offer with the shows, like I say, you have to weave out some of them because some of them aren't about big business. Or you know, real business, but you got a lot of artists out here, underground and mainstream, that are willing to put money where their mouth is, especially when it comes to their career, because a lot of people are serious about their careers out here when it comes to them making music. And it's just not rap, it's R&B, it's alternative, it's gospel. I've met a lot of type of artists. Like I said, I just love music.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm feeling that 100%. And we really appreciate you for calling in. We're going to get into some of this Mojo, you guys, and you can go follow him over on Twitter at Mojo Presti. And this is Like No Other. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, y'all. I always told myself, you got it. You ain't like the other kids. Growing up, I never tried to be the same, you know what I'm talking about? Curl up and shout out like Sunny did.
I'm gone.
So you know that's like no other kid. I engineer and making beats, got a mind like no other kid. Hey, who is him? Better knows me.
It's me.
I ain't trying to be like you, and you can never be like me. Adios. The way I grew up, man, I grew up like no other kid. I did myself, I did it like no other. Like Jamaica kid, I'ma live like Shadow Free one day. Probably take a trip to the island to get away. Ain't gotta live lavish, drive me wrong, it's like no other kid. Close range, don't do that, I'm a sniper kid. Don't speak about your mind, it ain't about that money kid. I get a piece of everything. I'm a Shadow kid, I'm allergic to you. Y'all ain't on my level. Now he'll upgrade on y'all lips. I'm the best thing getting better. You say your girl wet. I know my girl wet. Your girl don't listen to you. But I know my girl no better.
Yo,
the way I grew up.
All right, you guys, that was Mojo like no other, and his Twitter is at MojoENT6. That is his Twitter, so you guys can follow him over there. All right, hey, Rue, what you got? We got another minute or so left, so what do you want to give for your final thoughts or what have you?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say in closing that, you know, I mean, we just saw like a prime example of what networking is all about, you know what I'm saying, what support means, you know what I'm saying, networking, words like networking and words like support are verbs, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing without action behind them, and so, you know, once again, you know, the point can be proven by demonstration and the action of another individual, you know what I'm saying, so we appreciate him for calling in over here and look forward to, you know, networking and, you know, seeing what things go in the future, you know, I mean, it's like that was a real positive thing. So, I mean, this brief period of time, I mean, it was like an impromptu interview that jumped off, and that was, like, beautiful. So, you know, the experiment is working.
Yeah, you know? I'm loving it, too. And you guys can go over and follow us on Twitter, at Tweety Bird, and the bird is with a YBYRD334, and at Heru Kuti Reborn. And it's HERUKHUTIREBORN. My goodness. Your Twitter name is so long, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you look up who has
a But I'm tweeting out, you guys.
You know,
so just follow
us. Oh, what's up?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah.
I got a couple.
That's
all right,
right,
you guys. We're going to get here. Thank counting us down. We're down to 9 seconds, so we're going to get out the door. We love you, and thank you so much for listening to our little Tell Me About It Tuesday.
Call in tomorrow.